Last month, U.S. President Joe Biden announced he was running for re-election in a snappy video that is commonplace in political advertising.
That's why I'm running for re-election.
This just in.
Moments later, the Republican Party released its own video depicting a terrifying yet hypothetical world should Biden be re-elected.
This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
But it's all fake, entirely created by artificial intelligence.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
It could be a signal of what's to come and dangers AI pose.
It used to be the case that you could, you know, look up some of the truth of an article or a truth of a claim based on what sort of images were there at the scene. Now those images can be fabricated as well. So it's quite possible for voters to be significantly misled about different candidates.
In our time right now, we shape the AI of tomorrow.
While AI is mostly being tested in the United States, Mitchell says that could change quickly.
Thank you.
With wide-ranging ramifications.
The ability of these systems to make things up and persuade, manipulate people is a really, really big concern that I think people around the world should be aware of in upcoming elections, because now this technology is massively available, including to governments that might have interest in messing up different elections.
With the U.S. about to enter a new election cycle, AI-generated political video content is expected to grow more rampant online.
Now Congress is trying to figure out how to regulate it. Representative Yvette Clark, a Democrat from here in New York, has introduced a bill that would require any political advertising that uses artificial intelligence to clearly reveal and disclose that to voters. It's unclear how much support this bill has in Congress, or if or when it will ever be voted on.
It's clear now more than ever, AI is not just a discussion of what might be, but what is. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.